I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach.
Hello everyone and welcome to The Annuity Sales Coach. I am pumped up. I just came back from a 3-week vacation. We ended up going to Copenhagen for 6 days. We did a 9-day Baltic cruise and came back for another day just hanging out in Copenhagen. We actually went to Sweden across the way, and it was incredible. Just a lot of relaxing, exploring, seeing the world. I mean, a lot of not relaxing as well. One day we actually walked 9.3 miles, so we were very busy exploring areas of the country that we know nothing about, which is awesome because I kind of find out the more I travel, the more I get out to see things, the more I realize how little I know about the world and what's going on. And it inspires me to, not impales me, that was from Estonia when I got to put on some armor. And it was pretty cool because this chainmail that I put on was real heavy. It's like 70 pounds. And I never realized the weight that these warriors actually carried. But it inspires me to learn more about other cultures and other societies and what's really going on. But today I want to talk to you about, you know, you hear me a lot talk about the amount of time I get to spend on vacation, the amount of time I get to go and travel and do things, the vacations I take with my wife, my kids. It's very consistent. And the reason why I do that is because I'm very deliberate in what I do as well. In other words, while I'm running appointments, while I'm preparing for the week, while I'm making my calls, everything is done deliberately. And I get some questions about, what does your normal work week look like? What do you normally do? And that's an excellent question, because how do you know how to get, I would say, a schedule or routine if you've never done it before? Let's say you've never been in the annuity business, you've never been in the life insurance business, so you don't even know where to get started. And so I'm going to help you with that. I'm going to give you kind of a layout of what my week is. Now, this is just me personally. There are agents who do things completely different. But I just passed 16 million. I have 16,010,000 on for the year. That's while taking 11 weeks off already. I have 2 more weeks I'm taking off by the end of the year. But the next 4 months is going to be pushing really hard. I'm going to be very deliberate, working very hard, because the end of our year is almost always the best. I can't recall out of the past 15 years I've been doing this, a fourth quarter that isn't the best part of the year significantly. It's very possible I could double my volume by the end of the year. That's what fourth quarters are usually like. And don't get bought into the low interest rates and the challenges. We are still in safety and security. If you're very deliberate in your time, you will succeed. So that being said, generally how my week starts, Sundays are generally a relaxing day. They're just taking it easy with the family. We go to church Saturday night because we have a church that just... It can't meet on Sunday right now because there's no buildings available. So we go to church Saturday night, and then Sunday is kind of my relaxing day. I generally don't do anything on a Sunday. It's just family time. Monday, I hit the ground running. I'm very deliberate in immediate start on Mondays, because if you slowly move into a Monday and lethargically move into a Monday, it can be very challenging for the rest of the day because you just feel kind of blah the entire day. So I get started right away at 9 a.m. I generally make a run through my leads that I got over the weekend. Now, since I've been gone for a while, I actually have 45, 50 leads that I have to get through that I haven't called yet. But I'm going to start Monday deliberately and go through those leads once. And then the rest of the day, so starting, let's say 10, 10:30, now I'm working on preparing for the week. All these appointments that I have or had last week, so new appointments that I've established or appointments I've already met on a couple times, now I'm going to prepare for the week. I'm going to get my illustrations put together. I'm going to get the products put together, the brochures, the leave behind kits. I'm going to put that, and I have a spot where I lay out my appointments for that week. So on this desk, I have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because generally I run appointments Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Every once in a while, and actually more deliberately and probably more for the fourth quarter, I will be running appointments on Friday as well. If I can schedule the time and I can get through all my leads and I still need more appointments, then I can absolutely do it on Friday as well, with the exception, of course, of doing my webinars that I do once a month for our Pro and our Pro Plus and our Inner Circle agents. And Tuesday comes, well, and actually let me stick with Monday still, because now I'm done preparing for the week as far as what I already have scheduled. Then around 3:30, I start to go through all my leads. I go through appointments I've already met with that I haven't closed. I go through brand new leads. I go through leads I've been calling for the past month, month and a half, 2 months. I continually go through. I want to make sure every single time I go through every lead that I have. Now, I cut my leads off about 2 months where I don't call anymore. It's because I have such a high flow of leads. If I kept them going indefinitely, I don't know. I couldn't keep up with it. It'd be impossible. I'd be starting to call at 9 a.m. and not get done till about 9 p.m. at night. But because of how many I have, I'm able to do it for about 2 months. If you don't have a ton of leads and you don't have a ton of appointments, then personally, because I get this question all the time, how long do you call a lead for? If I don't have a lot of leads coming in, every single week I'm calling them. Every single week I'm going through my entire leads. If I only get 2 to 3 leads a week, that means there's going to be leads I've been calling on for 6 months. You never know when they're going to pick up. And so the first month, I almost always leave a message. Then every month after that, I call. I don't leave a message except for once a month, just to keep my name or my face, or excuse me, not my face, I'm calling. But I leave I become so familiar to them that eventually something triggers a movement in the market, and you're the person that stays in front of them. So absolutely, call indefinitely. There's no time frame on your leads until you get to a point that you can't get through all of them in your call time. And then you have to start to say, you have to establish a cutoff date. In other words, 3 months, 4 months, 2 months. A lot of times, actually, when I'm getting a ton of leads, it's a month. It's a month that I'm only able to get through the leads I've gotten last month. And I have to let the others sit. But I have a drip system that continues to work for me. When I'm not able to call them, I have the emails and it automatically sends out. And that drip system can be anything. It can be active campaign. It can be constant contact. There's all sorts of things that you can do. Your IMO BGA probably has something that will do that, some sort of drip system. So ask them, talk to your marketer, see what they have. Then Tuesday, I'm running appointments. Generally, my first appointment starts about 10 a.m. I do 10 a.m. because in Austin and San Antonio, where I am, if you go anytime before that, traffic is going to be a nightmare. So I have my first appointment around 10, because generally that means I can leave about 9 or 8:30. Now I will leave earlier, obviously, if I know, hey, you know what, this place is a 2 hours away or 2.5 hours away. That means I'll actually still schedule the appointment at 10 a.m. and then I'll just drive out farther. It doesn't matter to me how far they are, with the exception of about 2.5 hours is the most I'll go. But 10 a.m. is the first appointment. And then generally every 2.5 to 3 hours, I schedule another appointment. So I usually have about 4 appointments a day and 2 to 4 appointments a day. And every once in a while, scattering in some policy deliveries in there. This week alone, I have 5 policy deliveries. Because I've been gone, I had a ton of business issue. I had over $2 million in business issue when I was gone on my trip. And I still have another 800 some thousand in pending business. And so I have to obviously deliver. I hand deliver all policies. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, appointments starting about 10 a.m. My last appointment is about 6 to 7 p.m. So those are normally my 12 to 16 hour days, including drive time. And I know those are going to be long days. I prepare for that. Because also, if I end up making a sale and I have applications, that means when I get back to the office, I have to scan those applications in and email them in. Almost every application you write can either be electronically done or it can be scanned and emailed. You don't have to send in hard copies anymore. It's incredibly rare. The only time you have to do that is when you get a medallion signature, then it has to be a wet signature. A wet signature just means it can't be faxed, it can't be emailed, it can't be electronically done. It has to be officially a wet signature with a seal. And that's incredibly rare we run into those. But I get back to the office, I scan an email on my applications. Why don't I wait till Friday to do that? Because I want that business being processed immediately. I want everything sent in immediately. That way, if there's some little hiccup, there's some little catch, there's something going on, I want to make sure that I can get every little detail taken up, and I make sure I don't delay on any of the process. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, those are my really long days. Then Friday comes along. Friday is a day that, first of all, I'm either doing webinars, I'm doing some podcasts, I'm doing some catch-up work. Because remember, I own Eagle Shadow Life and Annuity, which is my personal business. And then I own Retirement Realize Agents Academy, which is how I train agents. And then I also have another company I'm starting called Increase You, is where we actually can brand our agents. We can brand people. We can create academies for people. And it's another business. So my Fridays are a lot of that catch up. Now, as you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm not always booked every 2.5 to 3 hours. So I have space in between that. That's when I take time to sometimes make calls. If I'm not full or I don't have a bunch of appointments, I will actually take some time to make some extra calls on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, sometimes Friday. Rarely Saturday morning, but I'll tell you, Saturday morning is one of the best times to make calls for leads. I'm just pretty protective of my weekends. I do on Fridays as well. I'll do any additional paperwork. In other words, I'll go and I'll check my pending business. I'll call each of the applications I have. I'll say, okay, let's say I have a Fidelity transfer. So I'll call Fidelity and I'll check the status of the transfer. I'll call Schwab or wherever it is that I'm transferring money. I'll go through each of my applications and I'll personally call to check on the pending business. Well, you say, my IMOBGA does that. My insurance company does that. I don't care. I do it, and I know there's been many times where an insurance company has said, oh yeah, they won't release any information, but the client, if the client's on the phone. But I call and I say, hey, you know what? We're just checking the status to make sure everything's in good order. I don't need to know dollar amounts. I don't need to know any account numbers. I already have all that. Is everything in good order? Is everything? And by the way, when was it processed and when is the check being mailed out? And most of the time, 90% of the time, they'll release all that information to you because you're not asking for anything personal. You're not asking for an amount. You're not asking for an account number. You're just saying, is it in good order? Has it been processed? How long is it going to take to send the check out? And has the check been sent out yet? That's all you have to do. It's not complicated. So Friday, I go through that, I go through all my pending business, make sure everything's fine. I do a lot of studying. I do a lot of catch up. I check up on product information. Friday is kind of my tying up loose ends day. I'm making sure everything's in good order. Why? If things aren't in good order, how am I ever going to be able to relax on the weekend? How am I not going to be able to go through the weekend thinking about things that need to be done that I didn't do? And therefore, I'm not present with my family. Saturdays, in the morning, sometimes I'll make calls. It depends how desperate I am to fill up a week. But I'll do a lot of things like preparing for training agents. I'll come up with things that I need to teach. I'll come up with ideas and just take some time to dream on new courses. I think of some business ideas or sales ideas that I've had during the week where I took notes And I need to now create a course for that. And it's just, it's normally if you're your own agent, you don't need to worry about all the other. You don't need to worry about, like I said, my other two businesses where I have to make time for that as well. But generally, if you're a life insurance, a Medicare, an annuity agent, generally you don't need to work Saturdays and Sundays. I think there's a lot of organizations out there that encourage their agents to work on a Saturday, and they say it's going to be more likely to meet with clients. When I used to do mortgage protection, my Saturdays had the highest no-show rate out of everything. Why? If it was a beautiful day, they didn't want to sit around waiting for me to talk to them about insurance. They wanted to get out and go do something. So my Saturdays just had high no-show rates. So that's generally my week in a nutshell. And it's so important to be deliberate in your time. I have the saying I tell my office all the time. I have office staff for Retirement Realized Agents Academy and Increase You. I don't use office staff for my own business other than my executive assistant. She helps me with pretty much anything I ask her to do. She's awesome. But you have to be very deliberate in your time. So I have the saying called seconds count. Seconds count. Every little second you have available to you counts. You need to be very deliberate in what you do. So I appreciate your time, guys. Once again, do not forget about the live event, September 26th and 27th. It's going to be awesome. I'm going from the beginning to the end of my entire sales process. And I'd love it because every single time I do something like this, I get so many testimonials from people that said it's absolutely changed their business completely. They do everything differently, not from the standpoint of they had to change who they are. It's just very methodical, a very established process. So I appreciate your time once again. Happy selling. Talk to you later.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realized Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realized Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.